Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events: major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Family, you will not believe what just walked through the doors and onto the pages of this newscast. It's coming from downtown City Hall, One Police Plaza, and in the midst of all these investigations and subpoenas and raids involving Mayor Adams and members of his upper court. As you know, the police commissioner resigned a few weeks ago and he got replaced with a career cop. Well, guess what? Reports now point to Tom Donlin stepping down as police commissioner in the coming days. All we can say is 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa, what in the world is going on?
Sources say personnel changes that the interim police commissioner made to bring people into work with him have been reversed, and that a replacement is set to come on board. Tom Donlin was sworn in a month ago after then-Commissioner Edward Caban resigned. He stepped down in the midst of FBI raids on his home, his brothers, and other administration officials. Investigations have been ongoing into allegations of paid protection for nightclubs and bars. Donlin came in with FBI and counterterrorism experience, but just a week into the job, he was subjected to federal scrutiny over documents that he says were not in any way related to the NYPD. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And needless to say, with all these departures, the internet is going nuts with the question, who in the world is running this place and all the departments with all these vacancies, even with interim heads in place? Stay tuned, everybody. This one isn't over yet. Well, TD Bank must pay an historic $3 billion fine after the Justice Department says the bank allowed significant money laundering to continue over several years. The bank pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering, making it the largest bank in U.S. history to do so. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says not only did the bank fail to prevent the criminal activity, but workers actually helped one of these criminal networks.
Things got so bad that five of the bank's own employees participated in a scheme that laundered millions of dollars to Colombia, resulting in felony convictions for individuals both inside and outside of the bank.
They say the bank's lax practices allowed money laundering networks to move hundreds of millions of dollars through TD Bank accounts for nearly a decade. There has been no response from the bank. Well, we all know sidewalk sheds and scaffolding can be quite the eyesore, but that could soon change. City Council voting on a bill today. You hear about this? It'll allow building owners to hire artists to hire artists to beautify their structures, painting directly on them, not to mention adorning them with their artwork. And Council Member Carlina Rivera sponsored the bill. She tells us it improves on the current program, which allows buildings to hang artwork from those structures.
It's actually financially easier in terms of access. The original iteration of the program requires that art be printed and secured to the surface. But now we're going to have something that's less expensive and more reliable.
City data shows that there's over 9,000 active construction sets across the five boroughs on over 2 million feet of sidewalk. Say they're going to paint over the sidewalks, too, for that matter. The report card is in for the water quality in the Long Island Sound, and there's a whole lot of D's and F's.
This is all about the oxygen, and is there enough for marine life like fish to live? David Ansel of Save the Sound says there are many challenges in the bays and harbors off of Long Island.
Because climate change is resulting in the frequency and severity of the storms being much worse, overwhelming the stormwater management, it's raising the temperature of the water, and warmer water can hold less oxygen.
This is giving most of the water quality a grade D or F.
There's definitely stressors on the marine life in lots of these bays and harbors.
The town of Huntington is trying to stop stormwater runoff by planting special gardens. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Well, police on the hunt here for the group of suspects wanted for stealing over a dozen ATMs from businesses across Brooklyn and Manhattan. In all, cops say there have been 20 incidents beginning in June, with the most recent happening in late September. They've struck in Bed-Stuy, Bushwick, Williamsburg, Harlem, and more, spanning 10 different NYPD precincts. The crew has stolen 16 machines so far, leaving empty-handed on three occasions. In one case, they opened an ATM and stole the cash. Police searching for at least four suspects. You can see photos on our website at 1010winds.com. Well, the trial date has been set now for Sean Diddy Combs, who's facing sex trafficking charges here in the city. A judge deciding today that it'll start on May the 15th. As Combs made his first appearance this afternoon in Manhattan Federal Court, all of his children and his mother were in attendance. Also in court today, we learned that at least 96 electronic devices were seized from Diddy's homes and Florida private airport. The next time the court will convene is December the 18th. Combs pleaded not guilty to the charges last month, charges which include racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking, based on allegations that go back nearly a decade. He's been trying to get released on a $50 million bail package, but a judge rejected it 3 weeks ago, saying that Combs could potentially tamper with witnesses and obstruct their investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.